Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
This is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems. And today, B is MIA, so you've got the dynamic duo of Nick and myself.
Finally.
Right?
Finally. The duo is here. You know, like in wrestling, there's always like a tag team, and then they usually add like a third guy to it, and then it never just works out with the third guy. I'm just saying
that. Dudley Boys, Demolition.
Gotta add the third guy, Spike Dudley. Nice, man. Nice, nice. I've been going to a speech therapist.
A speech therapist?
Yeah. About my little hoarse voice that's been going on for a while. So I've done so many remedies. I've had people send me things from India, all over the world, try this, different types of tea and different types of things. Don't drink water late at night. Some people go drink water at night, all you want to do. So now I went to a speech therapist, and it's funny because it's singing exercises, even though I don't have the singing voice. So you go there and people are just singing like crazy, crazy voices. And then there's me like, la, la, la. But I'm working on it. I still got the raspy voice, but I feel like my voice is getting stronger day by day. So,
and are you noticing, aside from it getting stronger, like, is it easier on your throat? Or like, is your
throat easier, yeah,
hurting you the whole time, or has it just?
No, it doesn't hurt. It just feels like it's like, you know, like a pinch. You know when you like pinch anything, it just nothing goes through like a hose, right?
Mm.
And nothing goes through. That's what happens sometimes with my voice. Feels like it gets pinched, and I have such a hard time talking. But lately, I've been pretty good, so. I don't even know what I sound like anymore. I feel like this is my normal voice. So, yeah, man.
You'll have to go back to some past episodes and compare them.
Compare it, yeah. So I'm doing speech therapy and like teaching how to talk again, which is kind of crazy.
Step by step. But then I guess you're going to have like amazing pronunciation as we get further and further along with this.
It's going to be very voluptuous conversations going forward.
Oh, look at that. Such a smooth transition there. Look at you. Eh? So the first thing on the docket here is we got another Thirst World problem coming into us. This one may be still in our wheelhouses, I would say, right? Like, so this one is about that date, going out for a date. And what can you do to impress with your drink choice?
I thought you were gonna say it's about that thirst, but I guess you could say the same thing. It's about that date. Okay, so it's about that date. And what was the question? What's
a drink you could go to impress on this date?
It really depends on the age.
All right, let's go. Is this too far of an age range if we go 20 to 25?
No, I think if it's like 27 to 24. No, 20, yeah, whatever. Let's go with it. Whatever. I think that is a stage where it's tough because when you're young, you feel unstoppable. So you can drink whatever you want, right? But if you're trying to impress, I think the best way to go is an old fashioned. You can't go wrong with that. Or if you want to be like a little bit different, like me, for example, I'm obsessed with this Emperor 1804, something like that. Gin. It's like this blue gin. It's Canadian based. It's from Victoria. It's amazing. It's just a blue gin, and you can't go wrong with it. You don't even have to mix it. But if you do, like, use soda, tonic water, whatever you want, Sprite, phenomenal.
So what got you on that, if you don't mind me asking?
So could this be a cheap plug? So this Thirstologist account, I've been going through a lot of picks, and I've noticed a lot of people doing drinks that are turning purple and bright blue and, you know, all these colors, and trying to figure out why, how are these people doing that? Are they just adding food coloring? Cause that just doesn't make sense. Like, why are you adding coloring like that? But we found out that there is this gin, and it's Canada based, that actually you can get at the liquor store or whatever, wherever you get it. It's blue. It's bright blue. You can get it. And it's like $50 Canadian. It's amazing. I bought two. Can't go wrong with it.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. There you go.
Great for mixing. It's great if you're, if you really want to make that artistic drink. It looks great. I think Thirstologist account did orange juice and simple gin, and it just looked phenomenal. So, yeah, man.
And how did it taste?
Oh, it tastes great. You mix it up after, right? It's because, like, the... it's the gin is so light, so it could sit on top of something a little bit heavier, like juice. So it just looks, it looks really good with pictures.
Nice, 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 yeah. Nice. See that, and orange juice too. See, now you're getting the juices in there. That sounds like a drink that I would enjoy there. I guess you're more of a soda guy, but there you go. See, see, you're getting, coming around to the juices.
Yeah, you know what? Like when I drank it, I drank it because I mixed, like, I, when I mix that stuff together, I'm like, I can't waste this. I have to drink this. But normally I wouldn't mix that, right? But it's not bad. It's just not my cup of tea. That's all.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So like you said, when you're young, you feel invincible. So what I'm going to say here is, if you're going to go out and you want to do this impressing with some cocktails, one of the things you should do is, off the bat, I like Nick's suggestion. You come out and you say, you're going to have two cocktails. Okay. One's going to be kind of serious and one's going to be for fun. So hopefully the person that you're with is into that. You order a nice classic cocktail, like an old fashioned, a Manhattan, one of those. And then you get, come back with something a little bit fun. And if you're in for it, if she's up for it, if he's up for it, go with a nice tequila sunrise, something a little colorful, a little playful, or a little bit more tropical. And then you get a hurricane if you're in for a real good time there. So I think if you have a nice base of serious, and then you show your fun side with another cocktail that's almost the opposite of that, you can have a good time with it. And hopefully everyone's up for it, and you know, you get a little bit looser, and you guys can get to know each other a little bit better. Okay.
So, do people still drink vodka cran?
I don't know, but it's I like.
Like, it. I used to drink that like crazy, man. Like, vodka cran was like just the way to go. It was easy, just put it together. You know, cranberry juice. It's good for the kidneys.
Yeah, exactly.
Balance it out.
It's still a little bit healthy, and I like, because it takes away from some of the sweetness. So sometimes I'll splash just a, like, get a vodka water with a splash of cran in or something, just to, you know, give it a little bit of that bitter taste without going all the way into some of those darker drinks like a Negroni or a Campari, because that is just a bit too bitter for me. I've been trying to make this one drink. It's called a Jungle Bird, and that's what I was drinking earlier, but it's like rum, Campari, a little bit of lime juice, and a little bit of pineapple juice, but the Campari is just so bitter that it just overpowers everything else. So trying to find a way, I'm going to play around with some different syrups later and see if I can add just a little bit of sweetness to it to make it delicious.
So I think the strategy part is, if you want to go slow, if you want to get something that's a little bit classier, like an old fashioned, you can just sip on. But if you do want to get something crazier, I highly suggest get that Emperor gin. It's phenomenal. Such a plug that I'm throwing at this. I'm just so behind this gin.
We're gonna have to see if we can get him on the show here. Talk a little gin with these guys. Very impressed by this. We're gonna have to give him a shot here.
What I'm gonna do is just harass them and just bully them to come on.
Okay, well, there we go. Helped you solve yet another one of the Thirst World problems that are plaguing the world here. And now we're going to move into some questions directed to Thirst World problems. So we've been doing this pod for just under 3 years, I think it is here. So what we've been doing is we've been amassing a few questions as we've gone along, just comments that people either send to us or ask us straight to our face. And oftentimes, you know, some of the feedback that we get is kind of good. And sometimes the feedback that we get is the exact opposite of that. And oftentimes we don't really get a chance to break down and respond to a lot of the criticism or the questions that we get around here that aren't, show related. So we're going to kind of go, I guess, let you see behind the scenes here for the next few questions. And we'll address some of the stuff that's been going on. Mainly Nick addressing all the stuff that's been going on.
Oh, okay, me. Okay. you don't address? Okay, I'll address it.
I'll hop into it.
All right.
So, I mean, the most common one we get. So let's see how you see.
Why am I such a dick? Is that the first question?
No, I'm not the one writing these questions. So.
Oh.
Okay. So one of the most common ones we get is, so do you guys just get drunk and hop on microphones?
I think at first, yeah, we started doing that. I'm not going to lie. But I realized that it's really difficult doing that. But no, like I think the show, the setting is basically is us, like how guys normally sit around and just talk and just shoot the breeze, right? And I think that's the atmosphere we're kind of doing. We do talk about drinks that we like. We talk about topics that we like, right? And especially when it comes to guests, I think one thing that I really like is we expand our horizons when it comes to guests. It's not just guy stuff. It's more authors. There's, you know, people who are about women's rights. There's, you name it, like models. There's people who are, used to work for Trump and going forward, right? So we've had to, like, you know, musicians and artists, and we've had so much where I think it's helped us expand our interview skills. And that's one of the things I like about it is it's not just us talking about what we like. We're just talking about what's current events. And unfortunately, current events is stuff that we like. So it just works out very well.
Completely, completely agree with that assessment. And you're right. Like at first, especially when we didn't know what we were doing. So we're talking like season one, early season one, when the doc used to be on here. Yeah. We'd have a few drinks, hop on a mic and have a few more and talk about what came up. So it was a very, very organic conversation that sometimes went somewhere and oftentimes went off on tangents. So not that we don't do that anymore. But what we do now is there's a lot more structured and there's a lot more planning that goes into it throughout the week, coming up with topics, looking for feedback from our listeners, and actually being focused and doing a little bit of research on what we're going to be talking about. So it's not the same as it used to be. And hopefully you guys have noticed the changes over the seasons, from season one to season three here, as we're getting ready to go into our fourth season. And we've really grown, I would say, as podcasters. I mean, when we started, B and I had no idea what we were even doing, right? Like this was brand new experience completely. And now we're talking about, we've got a website. We've upgraded our audio space. We're looking to start to get into like YouTube and stuff. So we're trying a lot of things and covering a lot of topics, a wide range of topics that before we were scared to tackle. So I thought that's where you were leading into, because that's one of our next questions is, it seems lately, and I guess obviously, we've gotten super racial in a lot of the content that we cover. Is that going to be a continuing trend, or are you guys just hopping on this movement?
Honestly, it's very important to discuss these, what's going on in the world. I think that's very important. And if we became silent and just kind of ignored it, what kind of people are we really? You know what I mean? We're both, you know, everyone on this podcast is, we're colored. So stuff going on in the world, it's very tough, man. It's very tough to not talk about. And it's the hot topic, right?
For me personally too, like that was one of the things that we've kind of, I don't know if it was a conscious decision at first, but it was one of those things that we kind of avoided really getting into when we first started, was trying to like either be too much of one thing, whether it was too much of sports or too much of music or too much, you know, video games, like whatever it was. We always didn't want to kind of like narrow ourselves into one box. And I guess over the years. And obviously, like you mentioned, like, yeah, being people of color, all of us on the show, we're always going to have that slant towards those topics and give our perspective on those things. And before, I guess we kind of try to avoid it, but more and more, it's kind of obvious that there isn't a whole lot of that perspective necessarily being shared. And it's not, and we don't do it heavy handedly. If it's something personal to us, we'll have a little bit more passion about it. But the perspectives that you get are just perspectives from our everyday lives. So if it seems like, okay, well, like we had an episode a little while ago, Les, why are we talking about Gandhi and his effects, I guess, in like how he's viewed differently in the Indian communities, and how he's like his racist comments and beliefs towards people of color. Well, that's because that's something that exists in our lives. So obviously we're going to talk about those kind of things. So you are going to see and hear us talking about aspects of our lives as it relates to a racial context. Doesn't mean that that's all we focus on, but it's just something that's there for us. And those are our experiences, which we're sharing. So in a way, yes, because of the movements going on, we're going to talk about more specifics, especially as it relates to the whole George Floyd incident and the protests that it stemmed. So yeah, we're going to talk about that because they're current events and that's what's going on. But also, yeah, there was always going to be that component to it because, yeah, those are our personal experiences. And that's kind of what this pod is all about, is sharing our perspectives on that and trying to bring in as many other perspectives to you as we can.
On a funny note, an Indian lady told me to, if I don't like that statue, I should just leave the city.
Leave the city.
and I asked, how long have you been living in the city for? And she goes, 10 years. I was like, okay, try 35. So this is my city. Sorry. It's crazy. Nothing fazes me, but it's crazy, man.
The next question here is, where is the pod going next? What's next for the pod?
Well, I think what's next is, one of the biggest things is this whole COVID kind of took us a step back. I wanted to take us to Comic-Con, like San Diego Comic-Con. That was one of my biggest things I wanted to do. Or even just like a Fan Expo or something, you know, I'll just take you guys there and just, you know, get interviews and just talk to people and just, you know, kind of get our name out there. And that was one of my biggest things. And goal is, I want to get an award. That's a goal right there. I just want to get a podcast award. I don't care how I do it, I'm going to do it. But that's the goal, man. I think I just want to get to a point where I feel, you know, I feel this place is established where we can go up against whoever we want. And I feel like we're almost there. It's just the only hard part is, you know, just we can't get close. That's about it. So really tough.
Kind of want to play off that, because I think that's the biggest goal. And I think this ties into some of the stuff that we've been trying or want to try before COVID hit. And we're talking about starting to get more into the video, making sure we have a stronger presence on social media. I think for me personally, what I really want to do is see the pod audience grow. We've got a pretty devoted, pretty loyal set of people right now, but we need to expand that even more and start to get, exactly like you said, start to get noticed. Because going back and slicing up some clips and looking some stuff that we could put on for video or put out some audiograms, there's some episodes out there that I think we knocked out of the park that are really good content, not just for us, but really good content anywhere. And I think that we could just get more ears to those. Then I think that's when some of that stuff will start to snowball. I'm proud of what we've been putting out.
I think we have a lot of hidden gems. It's just, I think we were just too small and to get that expanded. So, you know, if we had some of those guests that we had previously, I think things would be a little bit different now because our audience is a little bit wider. So I don't know. Like you know, it's kind of like you find a hidden track an artist, right? That you just never realize it's, they'll never put a music video out, they'll never make it popular, but it's just a track that you like so much, right? So I feel like we got one of those in the bag. So
yeah, so if you're listening to this, do us a favor and just share our podcast with one of your friends that wouldn't normally listen to the show. Share it with them, share with her, share it with them, play it for your dogs, let them hear it and see if it's something that they enjoy. And we appreciate all you guys that have already been doing that for us and everyone that keeps supporting the pod. So thanks so much. If you guys have any more questions that you want to send in and ask us directly about the pod, we will get to those. I know the last one here, and I think we've talked about this before, but we'll give it a quick answer here. Why do we podcast, or what got us into podcasting? And truth be told, it was just something that I was starting to get interested in, wanted to try. Nick's had done it previously, started to give us some pointers. We started to talk, and it was, okay, well, why don't we try doing this together? And the best part is the amount of people that we're able to meet and the conversations that we've been able to have. And plus it gives us a little regular time to get together and have a drink. So it's been a blast. And those are pretty much the reasons for me anyways, why I got into it. What about you there, Nick?
As a human being, we always want to go, well, I always want to do this, I always want to do that. Like, don't get me wrong, I always wanted to be on the radio at one point. I was like, at one point I was actually considering it, but then I realized, like, man, that's not fun. Like, just playing the same tracks and just stuff like that. Like, it wasn't for me. So this whole podcasting stuff, I've been, like, I started in the beginning and, you know, just listening and just, I thought it was pretty cool and just, you know, ad free, you can talk whatever you want. So I was like, well, why can't I do it? Right. And, you know, it's, to me, I love it. It's a lot of fun. It's good conversations. You meet people locally, you meet, you know, nationally, internationally. And sometimes you meet people that you would never dream of, right? So I think that's the cool part. And that's the part that makes you a little bit more hungrier to keep on going.
There you have it, folks, a little behind the scenes with Thirst World Problems. And that was a lot of fun. So I think we'll keep doing that from time to time. Hopefully you guys enjoyed getting the peek behind the curtain, and maybe the next one we'll do is we start sharing some of our plans for our upcoming season. So that's it for now, and we'll touch base with you guys soon.
Love it. Everyone, please listen to Thirst World Problems. Share with your friends. Follow us on Instagram, Thirst World Problems, Twitter, you name it. And we're going to be on SoundCloud to make things a little bit easier for everyone. We're pretty wide-ranged. Even our radio, to us, it may seem like just another app, but like, it's a pretty big deal. You know, we're on iTunes, Spotify, so we're pretty much everywhere.
Well said. Take care.
Au revoir.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.